And for me, the work itself is what we call the instructional core. And so here we have a new concept which you have read about in your pre-readings, but I want to stress that there is a structure, a way of thinking about the work of schools that focuses on the instructional core. Now, the instructional core has three main important pieces. The first piece is the student. Obviously, the student must be engaged, must be participating, must be attending school, and must really want to learn. It's very difficult to get a student to learn who sits and says, I won't learn from you. The second part of the triangle of the instructional core is the teacher. And we need to help teachers, we need to support teachers, we need to give them materials, curriculum, and training to help them deliver the content that we want the children to learn. And the third part of the instructional core is the actual content. If we ask students to work on minimal, low-level content, that will be the work that they will be able to do. However, if we provide content that challenges students, that asks them to think, that asks them to be creative, asks them to work together, asks them to be cooperative with each other and to collaborate, this is the kind of material that we want to see happening in schools.